Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, here to talk about something we all struggle with at some point, impatience. I mean, let's be real, who hasn't felt that urge to just speed things up, you know? Like when the traffic seems to crawl for miles or your kiddo takes forever to get dressed in the morning. But here's the thing, impatience can really steal our joy and create stress. It can make us feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and even disconnected from the people around us. So today, we're diving deep into how to overcome impatience and cultivate a little more patience practice in our lives. Now, before you roll your eyes and think easier said than done, hear me out. We're not talking about becoming some Zen master overnight. We're just looking at some practical, everyday strategies that can make a real difference. And trust me, the rewards are totally worth it. Think less stress, more joy, and stronger connections with the people you love. Here are five key things we'll be exploring today to help us conquer impatience and embrace patience. First up, let's talk about understanding our triggers. What situations or events tend to make your inner impatient voice come alive? Is it rush hour traffic? A never-ending to-do list? Maybe it's waiting for the microwave to finish its magic. Getting clear on what sets you off is the first step to managing those pesky impulses. Once we know our triggers, we can start to develop strategies for dealing with them in a healthier way. Next, let's talk about mindfulness being present in the moment instead of letting your mind race ahead or dwell on the past. I know, sounds a little woo-woo, right? But trust me on this one. When we're mindful, we become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, which can help us catch those impatient urges before they spiral out of control. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a busy highway with thoughts whizzing by at warp speed. Mindfulness is like taking an exit ramp and stepping off the road for a moment to breathe, observe, and just be. Now let's talk about reframing our thoughts. When you feel that impatience creeping in, try challenging those negative thoughts. Instead of thinking this is taking forever, try saying this is an opportunity to practice patience, or I can use this time to focus on my breath. You see, it's all about changing your perspective. It's not always easy, but over time, you'll start to notice a shift in how you react to frustrating situations. And speaking of shifting perspectives, let's talk gratitude. Sometimes when we focus on what we don't have or what's taking too long, it's easy to forget all the good things in our lives. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the little things can do wonders for your mood and help you cultivate a more patient mindset. Think about it. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, a sunny day, or even just a silly laugh with your kids, these are the things that truly matter. Here's a real-world example I want to share. Just last week, my son was having a meltdown because he couldn't find his favorite superhero shirt. It was chaos. The clock was ticking because we were already running late for soccer practice, and my inner impatient voice was screaming, "Come on, hurry up." But then I took a deep breath, reminded myself of the power of patience, and tried to shift my perspective. Instead of getting frustrated, I decided to use that moment as an opportunity to connect with him. I knelt down beside him, asked him how he was feeling, and helped him brainstorm different options. Believe it or not, that simple shift in mindset made all the difference. He eventually found his shirt it was hiding under his bed. We got to practice on time, and no one lost their cool. So there you have it, five key takeaways to help us overcome impatience and embrace a more patient life. Remember, patience isn't about being passive or accepting things as they are. It's about actively choosing how we respond to challenges and navigating life's ups and downs with grace and understanding. Remember, the journey towards patience is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be moments when you feel your inner impatient voice rising up, but that's okay. Just keep practicing those mindfulness techniques, reframing your thoughts, and focusing on gratitude. And now, it's time for my call to action. I want you to share your own patience practice with me. What are some strategies that work for you? Leave a comment below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of patient parents who support each other along the way. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.